When I was 14, I used to play at the teenage dances at the fire station. My mother would collect the money at the door. I had a band called the Neptunes. And one night when we were playing, right in the middle of a song, everyone got up and left, except for one guy standing by the door. And we said, "Where did everybody go? Did we sound that bad?" And he said, "Oh, they all went up to Buck Hill to see the ghost." So we just sat around for a while, and then everyone came back with tales to tell about their encounter with the dreaded Buck Hill ghost. And then the following night, more people came up here. And it wasn't just teenagers, there were some adults who came up here too. And it turned out that it was just a guy with a sheet over his head. And he was one of the local characters in town. He racked up his Corvette and he racked up his motorcycle, and he would wear Bermuda shorts and sandals in the snow, and he was just a colorful character. But I saw him 40 years later. I said, "Rolly, tell me about your experience impersonating the Buck Hill ghost." And he said, at first he just wanted to scare people and it was a lot of fun. But then people started bringing guns up here. And then the police got involved. And he figured that was about the time he should put his sheet away and not try to scare people anymore.